It's time to tee it high and let it fly. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, only on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Now, the Edwin Watts Golf Team.
Hey, good morning, Jacksonville and Northeast Florida. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour brought to you by Ping Golf. Of course, play your best. What color code are you? And Edwin Watts Golf Shops. 50-year anniversary for Edwin Watts Golf. Two incredible locations in the Northeast Florida Jacksonville geographic area to take care of all your golfing needs from A to Z. And start shopping now. The holidays are upon us and they're moving in fast. We have two locations, A1A and Butler out at Ponte Vedra Beach. Phillips Highway at Shad Road, 1 mile north of the Avenues Mall. Stop in and see us. Beginner to expert, we're there. We're the home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. We're there for you. That's what we are. Hey, wow, welcome to the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. We're here for you. We got Leslie Fisher, LPGA Windsor Park, Caddy Mike Correo, Super Looper, and Mayor Matt back in the box. Thank you, Mr. Drew Hicken, for helping out, sitting in. Kept us down the middle of the fairway. We're here to talk golf, be golf. We're all about golf. We're kind of keep talk about things in the industry, what's happening in the golf world, it's new equipment, you name it. Hey, give us a call, 904-641-1010, and if you have a be precise about, and concise.
If you have a question about equipment, if you have a question about the swing, if you have a question about strategy or just an opinion on anything in today's golf, we'd love to have you participate in our discussion today. 904-641-1010.
A little chilly this morning, but hey, I like it. It's a break.
Perfect.
This is great. And a little cloudy also, but our super weather individuals in Jacksonville and the area are predicting the clouds will move on out. So, hey, get your clubs. Hit the links. Stop by Edwin Watts Golf Shops. And that'll fill the day. There's nothing better to do.
And
then
go home.
You know, last week we talked a little bit. Keep your eyes on. Oh, who was it? Oh, DeChambeau. Ah, what can you say? He won again. He's not playing this week. But guess who? We talked about Mr. Champ.
Yep.
Guess what? He's two back. So, hey, today's moving day, and I wouldn't be shocked to see him kind of just kind of take over the lead.
Leslie and Tom, does that happen in it seems like in golf more than any other sport, where when everything comes together, confidence, form, and everything, that you can go on a run, it tends to keep going for a while? Do you see that happening in golf more than any other sport?
I think I see equally with other sports. The issue with other sports, I think why it's more visible with golf, is the other sports are too controlled. Like watching a World Series this year, you know, growing up and playing a lot of baseball and competitive baseball, you know, we learned how to move the runners around. And when I watched the World Series this year in the playoffs, all it was about just trying to hit the ball out of the park with nine batters, even the pitcher. You know, what happened to technically moving the players around the field and the strategy behind it? There wasn't any. So it really was kind of disappointing to watch. I think the other sports, they control the plays too much and the players, so you don't see it as – it's not as prevalent or visual as it is in golf.
Which is an individual sport, so you notice more like a personal person, DeChambeau or Champ.
Right,
or
George Knutson, a great Canadian golfer, could go out and he could win, you know, 1 or 2 weeks in a row and compete heavily, but he was a heavy smoker. And his nerves got him.
Yeah.
And he had to go home every three or 4 weeks to get off tour so he could recoup. But he could get in these streaks and just pound the scores. So, yeah, I think in golf, you're going to see that where, again, it's more prevalent, Leslie, where the golfers kind of, they get on a run and then they get tired.
They get tired of the media. They get tired of interviews. They get tired of new commercials that then they have to shoot. They get tired of new sponsorships, and they get worn down.
And being in contention is more mentally testing
draining.
And draining on the back nine Sunday than just kind of kicking it around, saying, you know, mm-hmm. you can shoot a low score maybe in one day because mm-hmm. you're out of contention. But if you're really focused and concentrating, you see Justin Rose or people like that at the end of their round, they're, you can just tell they're that's
got
it.
A couple more gray
I've
hairs
given it
in there.
All I had right here. And again, there's another person, clearly, another great player who won last week at Turkish Airline Open. And I think there's about five people tied for number one, aren't there, right now? And they just kind of
well, we're gonna throw that out.
They kind of flip back and forth with Brooks and DJ and so on and so forth. There's not a one singular dominating player like Tiger.
Early
Tiger 2000.
Right, we're gonna
really cool.
We're gonna touch on that mm-hmm. in a segment in the show about. Who's number one? I think it's a great topic of conversation.
Oh, it's Leslie Fisher, okay. LPGA. She's number one. Coming
well,
off
you.
Another
thank
victory
you, thank you. Another
in the
victory?
First tee open. Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. So Matt Kuchar leads at 14 under, Cameron Champ at 12 under, and then we got Danny Lee, Wee Kim, and Bazeli, and Kizire, Patton. There's a bunch at 11 under. I mean, it's a pretty big list. So a lot could happen today, but... you know,
they're playing Cooch, in Mexico, right?
Kuchar, mm-hmm.
yes.
Kuchar, 64-64. That's pretty tight consistently. So haven't played with Matt. We'll see if Matt can keep it together and maybe throw another 64 down. Mm-hmm. If you do that, you shoot 364s and you don't win.
probably that's need a good to, field.
Do something else for a living,
well,
maybe.
Well, you know.
Well, but he's still like an ATM. I mean, you know, as Subi would say, the bank account is still going up.
That's exactly right. Yes. So a lot of cool stuff going on. You know, we're going to have the Edwin Watts golf trivia question. It's mm-hmm. really cool. It's an easy one this week. So write this
good.
Number down and have mm-hmm. it ready for later in the show, 904-641-1010. Mm-hmm. We got a phenomenal price today. I found something really cool, and you're going to want this because I can tell you this, it will improve your game.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay.
It's a fact.
He sounded very definitive on that one, Leslie.
It's very
a
confident
fact.
In that. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about a change in the PGA.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Is there a cheater on the loose?
No.
Oh, no.
We don't like that.
Maybe two aspects or ways to look at improving bunker play. Mm-hmm. And Leslie's going to talk about clubhead path mm-hmm. Today. Who's number one? And, you know, how do they really pick that? Maybe we can simplify this number one thing once and for all. You know, it's like the USGA. It's a little overcomplicated, I think. That's why, like, all of a sudden, there's six people as the number one player in the world. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. The top number six players in the world could be a good way to state it. Okay. and slow play. And, of course, maybe we might mention something about this money match coming up with Phil the Thrill
money, and the big cat.
So, hey.
Yes. Hey, Jim Furyk's playing golf again, by the way. Just want, you know, the last 2 years, every question he's had has been about
Ryder Cup,
and that didn't go well for him personally, but it's good. He's back doing his, as we call it, his day job, 69, 65, 8 under after two rounds and in contention, so good for him.
All right, we're going to slide out of here to our first break here on the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour, brought to you by Ping Golf and Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Live on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM.
The Jacksonville Jaguars and 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
As we continue to develop the Jacksonville Jaguars championship culture,
home of the Jaguars.
What is golf? Watts is golf. Edwin Watts Golf. Especially in the Jacksonville and Jacksonville Beach area. Here are a few things to ponder. You might need the Watts guys if your drive off the tee looks more like a boomerang. And you might need the Watts guys if you've got more than 100 putts in one round. Or you might need the Watts guys if your clubs are older than your teenager. And you might really need the Watts guys if you've recently hit your playing partner while they're sitting in the cart. or simply you just might need the Watts guys if you look better than you play. So if any of those things apply to you, then come to the Edwin Watts store on Phillips Highway, Jax, or at 3rd Street South, Jacksonville Beach. The Watts guys have over 50 years of combined golfing experience, and they proudly serve all of Greater Jacksonville and Jacksonville Beach areas. Edwin Watts Golf on Phillips Highway. Hey, you're just a chip shot away.
Get Diamonds Direct's unbeatable price, plus an extra 20% off virtually everything. It's happening next weekend, November 16th through 18th. 3 days of spectacular store-wide savings. All rings, all earrings, all pendants, all bracelets, all on sale. This is the biggest sale of the year. The one where they break all the rules. The selection is like double the norm. Designers are here with their entire line. All at special sale prices. The absolute lowest prices of the year. Plus special financing. It's November 16th, 17th, and 18th. Only at Diamonds Direct.
Open this Sunday at the Markets at Town Center.
Northside, live local radio for Jacksonville. 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
In the concert event of a lifetime, come experience the unparalleled dynamic energy of Carlos Santana. Saturday, April 20th, St. Augustine Amphitheater. Santana, Global Consciousness Tour 2019. Take a trip through the hits from Woodstock to Supernatural and beyond and find out why Supernatural is one of the greatest albums of all time. Santana. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by AEG Presents.
If you've been out on the course in the last couple of weeks and you've heard any of these words from your playing partners, well, hello, Shankopotamus. Wow, worm burner. Chili dip. Oh, nice three, Jack. Or the ever-dreaded four. Well, it's really time to stop into one of the three Edwin Watts golf shops to see the Watts guys. It might be your clubs need some minor adjustments or tweaks. Maybe your trusted flat stick isn't so trustworthy anymore. Maybe your big dog isn't the beast it used to be. And, well, maybe it's you. Edwin Watts Golf Shops has the latest equipment and a state-of-the-art golf simulator to cure you of those yips, shanks, and dips.
See the Watts guys at A1A and JTV in Jacks Beach and on Phillips Highway near Shad Road.
So really, if you're tired of being a $9 cab ride behind your playing partners, see the Watts guys.
Hey folks, Blue here for the Authentic Crab House. Of course, I'm talking about the one, the only, the Blue Crab Crab House. They've been around since 1996, locally owned, and they specialize in steamed crabs, oysters broiled or steamed as well. And of course, for those who don't love seafood, how about the half-pound burgers? Out of this world. Bloody Mary's, the best in Jacksonville. The Blue Crab Crab House, located on Julington Creek Road in San Jose.
Hurry to Macy's Veterans Day sale and get 20 to 65% off furniture, mattresses, and rugs with our lowest prices of the season. Get the Maya 82-inch leather sofa, lowest price $789. Tribeca Queen Storage Bed, lowest price only $489. And a Macy Bed by Serta Basics Foam Firm Mattress, lowest price just $147. Get our lowest prices of the season on furniture, mattresses, and rugs now through November 11th at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Get to and from the Jaguars-Steelers game with ease this weekend. Text JTA to the text line driven by Duval Ford at 641-1010 for your chance to win passes to take the JTA Game Day Express to the game.
You're listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. We are brought to you by Ping Golf and Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Hey, Callaway Rogue drivers just reduced in price.
Just in time for Christmas.
Just in time for Christmas. So stop in. We have all types of specials now and between, and there's more coming. We haven't even started at Edwin Watts Golf Shop for the holidays. So stop in, start gathering your data, get your wish list put together, and we will have it for you. And guess what you could do? You could put in your favorite golfer's stocking, Lessons with Leslie.com. Lessons with Leslie Fisher. Leslie, what's up this holidays for you?
Yep. So every holiday season, I do specials for lesson packages. Giving the gift of golf, the golfer in your life is going to improve. That means they're going to come home in a better mindset. That means they're going to save money because they're not going to lose as many golf balls.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
It is a gift that keeps on giving. I have lesson packages listed on my website, lessonswithleslie.com, and also on my Facebook and my Instagram. But what they are is you're going to get a swing evaluation. In that evaluation, we're going to analyze each part of your golf swing from putting all the way up to your driver and make a game plan on how to improve what your biggest hiccup is. I don't like to say mistake, but we're going to pinpoint where things – stop hiccuping. We're going to pinpoint where the problem is and fix it. I'm going to so all
just
of
just a weakness.
All
it's
the
just
packages,
something you need to get better at.
Yeah, all of my holiday packages include a swing evaluation. And then from the evaluation, we can either add 1, 2, 3, 5 lessons, half hours, hours. Mm-hmm. We really customize it to whatever you need or whatever you think that golfer needs.
Perfect.
So if you want to get rid of your hiccups, like I need to
get rid of
mine,
golf hiccups.
Go to lessonswithleslie.com or call her at Windsor Park. And that number is
904-223-4653.
That will enhance your game.
I got a couple
of
people I'm thinking of, and she's they're very reasonably priced. Mm-hmm. And then you can sit down and talk with your golfer and say, how much time do they want to put in will determine how many extra lessons and things you go
for. And I've got them for all the price range. So if you've got a budget you're trying to work around for your gift guides and things like that, I can definitely customize something for you.
Well, folks, this isn't just for adults. Leslie's like the premier junior instructor in this Northeast Florida area. Mm-hmm. And so, you can get lesson certificates for your junior also.
Yep.
So when you stop by your local Ed and Watts Golf Shop, the capital of junior equipment or starter sets for beginners, package sets, for your holiday needs, do not stop at Go. Go past Go. Do not collect $200. Go right to lessonswithleslie.com and book your holiday lessons.
Thank you.
Hey, congratulations to Gabby Lopez, her first LPGA victory over in China.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Blue Bay, right? Mm-hmm. 8 under, 70, 71, 66, 73 to win by a shot. Congratulations. That's awesome. LPGA first victory. Isn't that awesome?
That's
great. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love the first victory. Mm-hmm. Okay. I remember mine.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think she made a hole in one.
I didn't get
final round.
See, I mean, her prize was close to what I've got on my first victory. She got $315,000.
You got $315,000 pat on the backs.
Yep, I got about
maybe you got 315 pesos or something.
$358. I mean, wow, it was huge.
Hearing the money.
Yeah, and I got this little pewter trophy that's about 8 inches tall.
Yeah.
That was it. Hey, win's a win, right?
Hey, take it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of wins, I would really like to congratulate. I think this is awesome. Okay, Leslie, lady golfers, listen closely.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what?
What?
Okay. The person who became the 9th woman to earn a PGA Master Professional designation. It's the PGA of America's highest educational achievement. Yesterday afternoon was just voted and elected the new president of the PGA of America, Miss Susie Whaley.
Yes.
So I'd like to give a huge congratulations. I think that's phenomenal. I mean, she's had an amazing career. I was fortunate enough to hang out one day with her down at LPGA near Daytona. That was the year she shot her 59, right?
Ooh.
Right. Okay, so she's not just like a person that was a politically individual that worked up through the ranks, because you do. You have to become secretary and treasurer. You have to work up. You have to go through all the steps, right? She's now PGA president, PGA of America president. This is cool.
That's huge.
Okay. Okay, serving nearly 29,000 PGA members, supporting and growing our fabulous, incredible game of golf. And now she gets to walk in those steps of those who came before her and put down examples and make very positive changes. And I'm very excited about this. So congratulations, Miss Whaley, Susie. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Hey, folks, remember, next segment, we're going to throw out the Ed and Watts trivia question. It's an easy one today, and it's a fabulous prize that I guarantee you can improve your game. Okay? And
an easy question. Wow.
Now
we're giving it away. It's holiday season.
We are. Okay. You know, I know I gave good news on the LPGA, and this is something Susie will, I'm sure, will, you know, scrutinize and take care of, whether it's PGA, LPGA, Asian Tour, European Tour. She'll get with the World Golf Organization, et cetera. A lot of great stuff that she can do. You know, there's cheating still goes on in our game.
Wow. Which is sad.
Yeah, it's sad.
You think.
You know, it's a game. So what are you accomplishing by cheating? Mm. Okay. If you don't know the rules, then learn them.
Ask.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ask. You can go on site now. The rule book is it's online.
On your phone.
There's an app.
It's very
Thank you, USGA.
It's easy.
Finally a positive,
have,
a really good positive.
You have an app, but
USGA.
If you're playing in tournaments, you're surrounded.
There's always a rules official.
By a rules official, and certainly they can get one there. Very quickly, if you say, I need somebody to come, and they just chill out on that.
Or but, for pace of play purposes, play two balls.
That's right.
Right.
You can always
ask.
Play a provisional ball. Exactly correct.
Yeah.
For that one
that
hole.
Never happened.
You don't
for
get to
hole.
Play You don't get to play two
round.
Balls the rest of the round.
Well,
it's
I wasn't sure
one
the one in the fairway
no
or the other
ball
one in the fairway, which
on
one
every
I
hole?
Wanted.
You know, so I know that Caddy Mike's working on it, so when I see him out there playing two balls down the fairway, he's probably wants to make sure
when working
he gets off the hole, he's got the right ruling.
That's right.
Okay? All right. Well, unfortunately, this one is going to probably leave a sour taste in everybody's mouth for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? South Korea's Jung-Gun Lee, a very successful player. Okay. Doris Chen. She won the 2014 NCAA individual champion. Okay. And the 2010 U.S. girls junior champion. She was DQ'd after a rules official said she had breached rule 15-3 Bravo B.
Now, she was playing in a LPGA qualifying, kind of like you're trying to qualify for the tour, right? Okay. Mm-hmm.
So she hits her ball 17th hole, not in the fairway and not in the rough, but OB.
Out of bounds in somebody's yard.
In someone's yard. Now, today on most golf courses
something
that we
that
play.
Something that I've done on a regular basis.
There's homes around.
Yes.
And it's generally, if you hit it OB, there's a good chance, a high percentage probability in our area anyway, that you're going to be in somebody's yard or property, and there might be somebody sitting there reading the paper and looking out the window watching golfers go by.
Especially for a qualifying event, you know, somebody's going to want to watch that because these are the up-and-coming names and players.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, they say they were looking for the ball, didn't see the ball move, and somehow her ball got back in bounds. How did this happen? Did it inadvertently hit a squirrel and bounce back? Did a squirrel kick it like they were, a soccer ball. I play squirrel soccer. Okay? No.
Is that a thing?
A spectator.
Squirrel soccer.
Apparently kicked the ball, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Back in play. Okay?
But.
And she said, the homeowner saw the spectator kick the ball back into play.
Called him on it.
And called him on it. And that's when it got to the rules official. And they said, hey, after she played, blah, 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 you breached the rule. 15-3B, Bravo. Okay? Well, she said, what I would like to say is that it was a misunderstanding. It was a stressful week and not my intention for any of it to happen. I was not directly involved in any way, but I take the responsibility accepting the ruling.
Which I think is correct. So, you know, once you hit your ball, it's 200 yards up the fairway if it's close to your drive. And if somebody kicks it, it's not really your fault.
That's right. And you may not have seen it from
you
where you were
from
the tee. You don't know what's happening. But you're burying the lead, Tom.
But it is your
this
ball. So, it is your responsibility.
Because of who did it.
Okay.
But
Right. She said, it was just what the homeowner said. In my mind, I thought I was just supposed to play the ball as it lied. I realize now I should have called for a rules official to investigate. I was not trying to cheat, and I'm not a cheater. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I like the statement so far. Okay?
Until.
Update.
Until.
Update. Chin's caddy for the event, Alex Vaylor, V-A-L-E-R, Voller Vaylor, he's disputed his player story.
Uh-oh. That's bad when your own caddy won't back you up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, the caddy's part of your team, right?
He has a reputation, though, to uphold as well.
True.
Right.
You know?
Because if something goes south, do you go south together, or do you stand your ground? You hold your chin up and go, hey, this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You do the right thing, right?
Right.
Okay. He told Golf Channel that was Chin's mother who found the ball.
And kicked it back
into play. Not a spectator. And she's the one that kicked it back into play.
So that, I mean, again, it's not, the player can't control what her mother does while her mother's watching her.
Right.
However, it being a family member makes it look really bad.
Really bad.
Like, really bad.
There's a little bit more here.
Oh, boy, there's more?
Valor, the caddy, okay, added that he told Chin, told his player to consult with the rules official and warned her that if she didn't, she might be DQ'd. Instead, the player didn't listen and even told him, quote, keep quiet about the details of what happened.
So the whole thing that I teach kids about integrity and honesty, it just went out the window for her.
Yeah.
Really?
Doing what's right, even if nobody is around, is kind of...
That was last week. That was integrity.
Yeah,
that
talking
was this past
about integrity.
Week in first tee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, there's players that all year that work hard and don't...
I mean, that's...
This doesn't happen. You know, this is one of those situations where you got to keep... You gotta stay
focused. She did get disqualified, correct?
Right.
Okay. But here's the thing, and it's the way golf is different than other sports, too. Being accused of or getting caught cheating in golf is very, very bad.
There's other sports. It creates a reputation for you, just ask Patrick Reed.
Again, what are you doing? Because not everybody's around all the time in golf. You're counted on to have... when you're playing tournament championship golf, okay, that's not the same thing as going out with your buddies and just, you know, having fun. When you're playing tournament championship golf, you really have to.
I mean, I can remember back in high school knowing the girls that when you would play against that team, you knew the girls that tried to cheat and lie about their score. Before you even went to the match, you're like, oh, I'm playing that team. Oh, that girl goes to that school.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Having that idea about somebody before you even play against them,
it's
a bad reputation,
a bad
especially
thing.
In the golf world.
Mm. So the moral of the story is somebody's always watching too, and we talked about how everybody's got cameras and videos.
You know, 85,000 square foot TV screens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not yesteryear, folks. Okay, so it's important, your integrity. You as an individual, okay, really, at the end of the day, you have to look in the mirror, and it's about, you know, it comes down to you. Who are you? So who are you looking at, right? So, you know, and unfortunately, I've been in situations in qualifying events, and there's been some questionable rulings happen made by players themselves without a rules official. So I've had a rule – I had one called on me in Florida Open qualifying years ago by Knipe, David Peoples and David Knipe, and in Orlando at Cypress Creek, and it was a totally, I wasn't even aware of it, you know. I hit my drive in the creek. It was on the far side of the creek. It was playable. I hit a little heavy, and mud exploded in my face and blinded me, and the ball got halfway up the hill, and by the time I cleared my face and wiped out my eyes, I had like this 4-pound piece of mud on the face of my wedge, and I was still, my eyes were a little blurry because I had mud in them, so I turned around and walked down a hill and washed the club face off in the water, not realizing the ball had rolled back into the hazard.
So you were grounding your
club. So we played two more holes before you know, we consulted with a rules official, and sure enough, there was a breach. So anyway, it can't happen.
After January, it won't be.
Yes. Can I go back in time and with that ruling? Anyway, we have to go forward in time to our next break here on the Ed and Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour, and we'll be right back. We're brought to you by Ping Golf and Ed and Watts Golf Shop.
Live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Catch live play-by-play action on 1010XL.
The number 6 Georgia Bulldogs hunker down inside the hedges against Auburn. Saturday night at 7. What is golf? Watts is golf. Edwin Watts Golf. America's most trusted golf retailer for over 40 years. With locations at Phillips Highway in Jacksonville and South 3rd Street in Jacksonville Beach, they've got your neighborhood covered. Edwin Watts Golf is your number one source for equipment, apparel, and accessories from golf's leading brands. Stop by to sample the latest golf equipment, browse the latest trends and styles, demo the newest clubs from TaylorMade, Callaway, Titleist, Ping, and many more. Using their state-of-the-art simulators, the Watts guys will help fine-tune your game and equipment. Whether you're an accomplished player, a novice, lady, or junior, Edwin Watts Golf has the widest selection of products to perfectly fit your game and style. Enjoy their award-winning customer service and extensive product knowledge. Make your friendly neighborhood Edwin Watts Golf Shop your golfing home away from home. Visit their stores in Jacksonville and Jack's Beach.
Jeff Prosser here, and it seems pretty simple, but sometimes life can be just like this. It comes down to two solutions, smart and not smart. You want to go with the smart answer, right? Take hiring. If you're looking to hire, there are job sites that send you tons of the wrong resumes to sort through. That's not smart. There are job sites that make you wait for the right candidate to apply to your job. Not smart. You know what else isn't smart? Using your relatives to fill in at work while you look for staff. Life can give you some not smart decisions as well. If you make the lottery the centerpiece of your retirement plan, that's probably not smart. But I know what is smart. That's ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com is where you hire the right person. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. That's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Jacksonville, it's that time again for Shooters annual Smith & Wesson Veterans Day sale. Yes, Shooters is the place to be Thursday through Monday for huge savings. Listen to this. The M&P Shield, the hottest selling concealed gun, now a low $329. The M&P 22 Compact, great for target shooting, for just $299. The SD Series 9 or 40 is very affordable and reliable. Sale priced only $269. The M&P 22 rifle with Red Dot for a smoking 319. Nothing protects like a lightweight and simple Bodyguard 380 with integrated laser, now only 279. The ideal modern sporting rifle, the M&P 15, yours for just 499. You can own the most popular defense revolver, the Airweight 38, for only 329. Don't miss out on these hot deals at Shooters annual Smith & Wesson sale, Thursday through Monday, November 8th through 12th. Visit ShootersJax.com for even more great deals.
Jacksonville Jaguars, 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
What is golf? Watts is golf. Edwin Watts Golf, especially in the Jacksonville and Jacksonville Beach area. Here are a few things to ponder. You might need the Watts guys if your drive off the tee looks more like a boomerang. And you might need the Watts guys if you've got more than 100 putts in one round. Or you might need the Watts guys if your clubs are older than your teenager. And you might really need the Watts guys if you've recently hit your playing partner while they're sitting in the cart. Or simply you just might need the Watts guys if you look better than you play. So if any of those things apply to you, then come to the Edwin Watts store on Phillips Highway, Jax, or at 3rd Street South, Jacksonville Beach. The Watts guys have over 50 years of combined golfing experience, and they proudly serve all of Greater Jacksonville and Jacksonville Beach areas. Edwin Watts Golf on Phillips Highway. Hey, you're just a chip shot away.
I'm Tom Coughlin, thanking you for your amazing support of the J-Fund, helping local families tackle childhood cancer. Please be there for these kids with 1010XL on November 27th, or give now Text TEAM to 52182.
The Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. Hey, stop by your local Edwin Watts Golf Shop. You know why? Because if you need fitted for golf clubs, it's free. Unlike our competitors, we don't charge for fitting. Driver, fairway, hybrids, full bag, putters, wedges, golf ball fitting. How about that one?
That's
We're not going to charge you for fitting. Why? I mean, why? We want you to grow the game. We don't want to, like, you know, really? The vendors supply the merchandise for us to fit you. Mm-hmm. The vendors supply courses we take to be certified to fit you. So stop by your local Ed and Watts Golf Shop, home of the experts, from beginning to expert player, and let us help you with your golf game and golfing needs. Ponte Vedra, A1A and Butler, out at the beach. Jacksonville on the south side, Phillips Highway and Shad Road, 1 mile north of the Avenues Mall. Hey, I'd like to give a huge congratulations to a young junior golfer out there, North Florida Junior Golf Association, up and rising star.
Yes.
Super young man, Mr. Nolan Harper.
Woohoo.
And what's really special about this? Back-to-back championships for Nolan in the last couple of weeks. Scores of 69-72 at King and Bear. How many of you...
What'd you say? I played King and the Bear Friday.
Caddy mic'd it up. What?
Between ages 10 and 12, we're shooting 69-72. Or Slammer and Squire this past week, 73-71. And like Jack Oshenbach says, what are these kids eating?
Right.
So congrats, Nolan. Mm-hmm. You're the best. Yep. Keep up the good work.
He put the time in, I'll tell you that. You know,
and he does.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Leslie?
I follow him on social medias, and he's working hard. He's at the gym. He's out there grinding. Mm-hmm. He's practicing every day, all week. You know, he's putting the time in. It's going to be good.
And he's a great young man. He doesn't have an attitude. He's very inside. He's got his eye on the prize. He's focused. He does fantastic in school. His parents are phenomenal supporters. Mm-hmm. So congratulations, Nolan. That's awesome. All right, folks, you know what else is awesome? It's that time. We've got the Edwin Watts Golf Shop trivia question for you.
All right.
And this week, you're going to love this.
I heard it's an easy question, folks.
Easy question. All right.
It's the word on the street.
904-641-1010, ninth caller.
Ninth.
Just like nine holes of golf, ninth caller. All right. This is for a Bowl America Mandarin certificate for free bowling. Okay, and it has like some food and drink with it for free. Okay, this is on San Jose Boulevard, Bowl America Mandarin. And check this out. Ready? You know what Arcos is? Arcos is a tracking device you put in the butt into your golf club so you can check your stats, your round. Mm-hmm. This will help you improve your game.
Hmm.
And it's an app on your phone so everybody can get it. All right, I've got a set of 7 Arcos grips to re-grip your club with so you can start using Arcos. Ready? Here's the question. Who is the first lady president of the PGA of America?
That's 904 an easy question.
641-1010, ninth caller.
Where did I get this information from?
If you were paying attention earlier.
Very nice.
Anyway, Leslie, we touched a little bit earlier about lessons. So lessonswithleslie.com and lessons. And I asked you before the show, so this week in lessons, what kind of did you run up across seem to be the peak of the mountain that showed up like, wow, this week everybody has this issue.
Yeah. So it really does seem like it comes in waves. Like there'll be a week that everybody will have an alignment problem. You know, their shoulders, their hips, their feet, their forearms, things like that.
That's why I walk funny.
Will all be off, which can cause a bunch of problems in your golf swing. But this week it seems like everybody's, you know, gotten it straight. But now it's the path that your club is moving. So the path that your club moves through impact can really affect the curvature of your golf ball depending on what your club face is doing. So if you have a path that is pulling across it or an outside in path, for a right-handed golfer, that's a leftward path. Depending on what the club face is doing, that can cause a bunch of problems. If you've got a leftward path, with a closed club face. You're going to have a huge pull.
And this is a right-handed golfer
right,
we're talking.
Mm-hmm. Or a pull draw to the left side.
Mm-hmm.
So you're swinging left, trying to avoid the right. A lot of times this happens when somebody has been slicing the ball a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You think, oh,
I need to go more left.
So their swing path goes left.
Mm-hmm.
But then they also try to close the club face. That's going to be a straight left shot or a duck low duck hook. Now, if you have that same leftward path, but you don't close that club face, you're going to have a slice all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that path really doesn't set you up for an on-target hit. It's either a really far left or a slice, and it's hard to fix that. If you have a rightward path or an inside-out path for a right-handed golfer, you're setting yourself up for some pushes or some push draws. So if you do want to be closing the club face, avoiding that right side,
mm-hmm.
you actually have to swing towards the right side with a closed club face. And that's going to result in a draw mm-hmm. or a ball that starts right but then comes back around to the left. A lot of people will get parts of that. They'll have the closed club face, but they'll have the wrong path, and they'll accomplish the right curvature of a draw, but it'll start left and go farther left. So if you want to have an on-target draw, you've got to have a rightward path with that closed club face.
Okay, folks, so what we're discussing is club head path.
Mm-hmm.
And how I learned it, Caddy Mike, and mm-hmm. you, as a caddy, you'll see this. And this is how we would help our members play mm-hmm. better from hole to hole, shot to shot. Okay, we learned it by the basic 9 flight laws.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's 3 paths left, 3 paths center, 3 paths right, with 3 mm-hmm. faces, shut, square, and open.
Yep.
Right? So when you strike the ball, if you would put your mind on one of those 9 flight laws, you can solve what happened.
A lot of things.
Relatively,
mm-hmm.
right? Simple. So I'll throw this out. Any of you would like to learn, I'll be at the shop till 3:30 today
mm-hmm.
at Phillips and Shad Road. If you would like me, if you're not familiar, to show you, I'll draw it out for you. It's real simple, and this will help your game. I will show you real quick. It doesn't take long, okay, the 9 flight laws
yep. mm-hmm.
and how it can help your game, okay? So you can actually help fix yourself and get around the golf course.
And understand what's happening
right,
a little
exactly.
bit easier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing about having the technology and launch monitors is that that shows you right then and there the numbers. It'll tell you you've got a path that is moving plus 2 degrees. That's mm-hmm. an inside-out path. That's a rightward path. You've got a path that's minus two. That's a leftward path. That's left of the target for right-handed golfer. So it's so easy to fix a golf swing now with the technology and the understanding that we all have, which is awesome.
I would love to see, you know, now that Paul Anzinger has at the helm, basically, I would love to see the announcers, you know, because they used to do Kim Venturi and Costas and all this. I would like to actually have them do like a guy standing there or a golfer standing there, a PGA professional, male or female, standing there, an instructor with a dry eraser board and do a quick segment.
Yeah.
And say, you know, I mean, NFL, they do it. They show you the offensive line, X's and O's,
yeah.
and they go, this mm-hmm. guy does this. And okay, so why can't they take that into golf on television? Here's our board, and we want to show you why this guy just hit that shot.
Why did he hit that, and how did he hit
they
that?
They have the technology because people love the telestrator, don't they?
They do
love
that.
The path, and then you could say, right to Zinger,
mm-hmm.
and he can say that's caused by this type of a path or Great. This type of club head goes
and
inside or
morning
outside.
Morning Drive does that.
Mm-hmm.
They when they analyze
yes.
golf swings or
mm-hmm.
when somebody submits a video, they do break it down like that. But
yeah.
I haven't seen it done in real time during an event like
you know,
that.
They're looking for space fillers on tour.
Mm-hmm.
So they could not only sell the advertising to somebody Doritos,
the Doritos draw brought to you by...
I mean, because people remember
it.
Things.
You know,
how I teach is people remember things by action and color. That's
yeah.
a fact.
mm-hmm.
So why can't, while they're watching the colorful golf on their big screen TV, why can't they give a visual?
Well, they
of how
they
to do
can.
That.
Right?
Yeah.
They
mm-hmm.
can. So us three are going to copyright that idea.
Mm-hmm.
So NBC has to come to us.
Good thing
to,
we're not telling.
Look, we're
going to
do it for
giving
them.
Anybody else the idea right now.
That's right.
They're furiously
this
scribbling
was
it down.
To be over
this
break.
Is,
Isn't that great?
No, but the path that you swing on, yes. To sum up this whole part, mm-hmm. The path that you swing on does affect the initial direction that the ball is going to start, and then the right. Face angle on that path is going to change the curvature that you see.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of changes, I personally, and again, we go around the table here, Leslie and Mike, I personally would like to see them simplify who's number one player in the world.
Yeah, you're kind of on a soapbox about this.
I thought you said it was Bryson, Tom. I thought you said he was the best.
Well, he's the man. Who's number one today? Who gets November 10th,
when you say that, there's an official world golf ranking, right? That's what they kind of base it on, a points system, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
So, point system, schmoint system. All right?
Which is not related to the nine paths either, or the nine...
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so
what are we gonna do?
Why can't it be just, let's go back to bread and butter here. Who's got the lowest scoring average, period? Let's just,
yeah, the
lowest scoring average is the best player in the world at the time, right? Nobody can beat him because they're not playing. Their scoring average is lower.
The Varden scoring average for low strokes per round, but golf though is graded or valued more tournaments or certain tournaments are more important than others. That's how they do things. They rate the majors are more. The whole World Golf Championships, when that came into being, was designed. It's kind of like its own 50 people all get together without the rest of the players, and we just keep getting more and more points for ourselves, more or less. But it doesn't necessarily say this person. People ask me all the time, who's the best player? I said, whoever wins that week. Pretty much.
Well, that's the best player that week.
Right, that week. And that player has beaten everybody in order to win. So it just, when Tiger was so far ahead for 10 years, pretty much, from like 97 to 2008 or whatever it was.
He had the best scoring average.
He had the best scoring average. He won the most tournaments by far. On a percentage basis, his wins percentage was unheard of for golf. The thing about the ratings, they determine who's eligible for tournaments, so it's important. But who the best player is keeps switching, doesn't it?
Right, it does. And right now, like, Justin's number one in the world. How can he be best in the world when he's 0.717 strokes behind DeChambeau? And DeChambeau didn't even play this week. So, to me,
all averages.
You know, it's like you said, at the end of the week, who's collecting the money? Who's got the trophy, right? In this case, through this time frame on the on the calendar,
yeah.
DeChambeau has a 67.526 scoring average.
Whew.
He's 0.717 miles ahead of Justin Rose, but he's
starting.
Why is Rose number one in the world?
What is that starting? I think it probably has a rolling.
It does.
You know, so stuff that happened a year and a half ago is still kind of in the mix.
Byron Nelson. He was in the 67s as a scoring average.
Yes, he was.
Best player in the world.
And he won 11 tournaments in a row.
Right.
Just, you know, you talk about being on a run.
So, you know, I would
I won again.
See it be a little less convoluted and be simplified so you can go, there's no doubt day in and day out, this cat shoots lower than everybody else. Okay, why mess it all up? Why dilute water in the pasta spaghetti sauce and make it terrible tasting when it's right
we'll
in front of our
that,
face?
By
it's
the
simple.
Way.
So anyway, speaking of simple, we have to take a simple break. Here going into our last segment on the Ed Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour, brought to you by Ping Golf. Hey, what color code are you? And Ed Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Every day we deliver more Jacksonville sports than...
Neck veins when Muschamp is mad. 1010XL.
In the concert event of a lifetime, come experience the unparalleled dynamic energy of Carlos Santana. Saturday, April 20th, St. Augustine Amphitheater. Santana, Global Consciousness Tour 2019.
Take a trip through the hits from Woodstock to Supernatural and beyond and find out why Supernatural is one of the greatest albums of all time. Santana. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by AEG Presents.
If you've been out on the course in the last couple of weeks and you've heard any of these words from your playing partners, well, hello, Shankopotamus. Wow, worm burner. Chili dip. Oh, nice three, Jack. Or the ever-dreaded four. Well, it's really time to stop into one of the three Edwin Watts golf shops to see the Watts guys. It might be your clubs need some minor adjustments or tweaks. Maybe your trusted flat stick isn't so trustworthy anymore. Maybe your big dog isn't the beast it used to be. And, well, maybe it's you. Edwin Watts Golf Shops has the latest equipment and a state-of-the-art golf simulator to cure you of those yips, shanks, and dips.
See the Watts guys at A1A and JTV in Jack's Beach and on Phillips Highway near Shad Road.
So really, if you're tired of being a $9 cab ride behind your playing partners, see the Watts guys.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
This is 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Here's a health tip from Jaguars head team physician Dr. Kevin Kaplan, brought to you by One Blood.
Visit oneblood.org/1010XL to reserve your spot in line at the Jaguars Blood Drive on November 26th.
Degeneration or arthritis in the knee joint can be debilitating. While you can't regrow cartilage, you can strengthen the muscles around the knee to stabilize and help absorb stress on the joint. Strengthening should start with the quadriceps and hamstrings in the thighs, but should also include the hip and core muscles. Weight loss and nutrition should also be a part of protecting your joint, and don't forget to stretch.
What is golf? Watts is golf. Edwin Watts Golf, America's most trusted golf retailer for over 40 years. With locations at Phillips Highway in Jacksonville and South 3rd Street in Jacksonville Beach, they've got your neighborhood covered. Edwin Watts Golf is your number one source for equipment, apparel, and accessories from golf's leading brands. Stop by to sample the latest golf equipment, browse the latest trends and styles, demo the newest clubs from TaylorMade, Callaway, Titleist, Ping, and many more. Using their state-of-the-art simulators, the Watts guys will help fine-tune your game and equipment. Whether you're an accomplished player, a novice, lady, or junior, Edwin Watts Golf has the widest selection of products to perfectly fit your game and style. Enjoy their award-winning customer service and extensive product knowledge. Make your friendly neighborhood Edwin Watts Golf Shop your golfing home away from home. Visit their stores in Jacksonville and Jacks Beach.
This is the Mangler. By now you've heard my commercial for Advanced Disposal and our need for CDL drivers. As a result, we've added some good drivers to our team. However, we still have some positions to fill. We're looking for CDL drivers in Northeast Florida, especially in Clay County, St. Johns County, and yes, Duval! Come be a starter on our team. Earn a solid wage and get full benefits. Head to our website, advancedisposal.com/careers, and get signed up today. That's advancedisposal.com/careers.
Equal opportunity employer.
You've got an opinion.
Yeah, I've said that many times.
Share it.
It's a process.
On the 1010XL text line, driven by Duval Ford.
Modern technology.
When you want to share your thoughts with us.
Yes, of course I did.
641-1010. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Hey, we're back. Hey, thanks for tuning in this Saturday morning. And, of course, every Saturday is beautiful. Every day is beautiful. You know, the older I get, the happier I am that I can be vertical when I get up and stand in the morning. Wow. I'm going to be bad as I age. I am not. Jackie, my wife, says, you are really not going to be nice to be around when you age, are you? Says, no, you already know it. She knew my dad, and she sees the writing on the wall.
It's already happening.
So, yeah.
Yeah, start using that swing oil.
Yeah. That's it. Hey, congratulations to Keith Woltman. Keith was the winner. The answer, hey, we gave it in the first segment. Susie Whaley, first female president of the PGA of America. Mm-hmm. How about that? Congratulations, Keith. I'll be in touch with you later today. And let me tell you something. This is not just a phenomenal prize today. You won Bowl America certificate for free bowling. I hope you loved the bowl because the ball comes back to you so you don't have to chase it. You roll it, you go drink your beer, and it's back in right there in front of you again so you can roll
it
again.
What a game.
Isn't it great? Mm-hmm. And, Keith, dude, you're going to love these Arcos grips. You know, these grips, it's got the Arco device in the rear end. You know, this is easily, let's see, one unit was about a $50 value. So this is a big-time package. Mm-hmm. Okay, congratulations. I'll be in touch with you. Oh, Leslie, what's happening at Windsor Park?
Windsor Park, I want to remind everybody about our Boston Mike Venito Charity Golf Tournament. Mike Venito was one of our beloved employees and longtime member. Unfortunately, he passed away unexpectedly. So we are hosting a charity tournament for his daughter's college fund. The tournament is on Sunday, November 25th. Registration is open until the 22nd, so you have a couple more weeks to register. It's about half full right now, so make sure that you get your team in by November 22nd. It's going to be an 11:30 lunch and then a 12:30 shotgun.
Awesome. We're at a special time of year, Caddy Mike.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you got something special in your caddy's corner.
Well, I want to make a special tribute today. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, November 11th. It's originally called Armistice Day, but then was changed to celebrate all veterans. We just went through this real crazy election, which apparently is still not even decided, but so many people lost their lives in order for us to have that right to vote and to make choices and to live in a free society, play golf and do things that are fun with our family. So don't forget that. Every day should be Veterans Day. It's kind of like every day should be Mother's Day, too. Every day should be Veterans Day. So when you're out with friends and veterans, make sure that you have them play golf with you or something like that. I know a lot of people are going to celebrate it on Monday, but let's not forget year-round what all the things they do for us so we can have the freedoms that we enjoy here in the United States. So thank you all out there.
Thank you all. We certainly support the veterans and military at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, okay? So keep that in mind, folks. We are there for you. Hey, we have two incredible locations. We are Jacksonville's and Northeast Florida's most established and trusted golf retailer. That's Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Southside, Phillips and Shad Road, 1 mile north of the Avenues Mall, and out at Ponte Vedra Beach at A1A and Butler, in the back of the Home Depot Plaza. Stop in and see us. And remember this. Here's what I like about golf. I love hanging out with good company on a great, fun golf course. All right. So, hey, everybody be safe, and we'll talk to you next week. See you down the fairway.